Thank you so much, and welcome to a real event this evening. I have to thank Dexter and Georgetta Johnson of Carmel Music for organizing this event. All these instruments will be for sale at Carmel Music. Let's just get that out of the way right now. This is in case I break a string. Thank you. like to introduce each member of the band, kind of feature him on his own instrument, playing a tune of my choice. Incidentally, anybody familiar with this style of music, what this is called? That's right, that's right. Occasionally we do play cat music, but tonight it's mostly dog. That last piece was Chili Dog. And the first one was Dog Wood. And this next one is actually dedicated to my dog, sort of a musical portrait of my English Springer Spaniel, who adorns the cover of Dog 90, the album which has this composition on it. And we would like to feature our bassist, James Kerwin. Playing arco and pizzicato, Mad Max. Thank you. Christ was with me when I named this tune. We were having a discussion about 16th notes, and I'd like to introduce a member of the band that specializes in 16th notes, as well as quarter notes and dotted eighth notes. He plays a very unusual string instrument, the flute. String instrument, you ask? It's basically one very large hollowed out string. Keep laughing. In any case, the world's greatest dog flautist, Mr. Matthew Eckel. It's going to feature Matt. It's called 1616. Thank you. young man here holding the Martin guitar. It is a vintage one. And he is a vintage dog guitar player. I'd like to feature him playing one of the great compositions of Django Reinhardt. Please welcome Mr. Rick Montgomery.
Thank you.
Rick Montgomery on the guitar. Yeah. Rick is from Davis, California, and so is this kind of conservatively dressed gentleman, the Imelda Marcos of dog music. And he's the first musician to ever play the violin case in Carnegie Hall. And he does a wonderful job on that case, as well as all this, what we call concussion here. Cush. He's a master of body parts. Spoons, eggs, you name it. Bongos, congas. Anything you can bang or thump. But he also can pick, and he also can bow. And we're going to feature him on the violin right now, playing a little a tune that I wrote to play with one of my heroes, the great Sven Asmussen from Denmark. He's one of the great titans of string swing, a great jazz violin player that went all the way back to the 30s, played with Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. And this is a little tune that I wrote for Sven and recorded with him on an album called Swingin' with Sven. And now, I didn't mention this guy's name. Swingin' with Joe Craven. Craven. I'd like to play a tune that I wrote. Tribute to the Godfather, James Brown. Something a little different. This was on an album called Acousticity, which is kind of acoustic electricity. Thank you. I'd like to do a number from our latest album, which came out about a year and a half ago or something, a year ago, called Dogwood, and this is another Django Reinhardt composition, Bolero de Django. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to play one more for you right now and make way for the famous Gasoline Brothers. We're going to burn up about 24 vintage instruments right on the stage, so to speak. Celebrate this new kind of album. It's sort of an educational science experiment. But I'm going to let Dexter tell you a little about that after we leave, after we play this one last magnum opus, which will take about 3 hours. Right? But we're going to play the Reader's Digest condensed version. No, what am I saying? You've been a wonderful audience, and we'll see you again later. And we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to listen in and see just what's it going on with all these instruments back here. But right now, Dog's Rag. Thank you.
Thank you.